I'm Doug Johnson, and today I'm visiting with Nancy Jewell, Director of Freedom in His Grace Ministry. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Doug. We've been in existence for about 6 years. We are a 501c3. What we do is our core ministry is to support women coming out of addiction or incarceration, and we have a host home model, which is like transitional living for women who want to form a stronger relationship with Christ through their recovery. They apply to us, and then we see if they're a right fit, and then we host home them in individual homes with another woman, a Christian woman, and then our program kind of surrounds them with support to help them improve.
And how are you funded then, mostly?
We're funding by just donations, individual donations or fundraisers that we have, sometimes businesses and sometimes grants.
You have fundraisers throughout the year then?
Yes, you usually have two or three fundraisers. You have given us generous airtime at different times because we have a walk in the summertime. It's called the Path to Freedom Walk. And then we usually have something in the spring and the fall and the winter too. So.
And do you have any success stories you'd like to share with us and how the ministry's been working?
Yes, well, we have a couple of women. The best thing is that somebody that we serve and comes through our program, that what we want them to do and hope that they do is they minister throughout their life and come back and serve for us. So we do. I have a couple of gals that are still actively involved in the ministry. I do have somebody who doesn't live in Mason City anymore, who's down in Ottumwa, and she's been doing some outreach down there, and she hopes to come back and be part of the ministry again.
Wonderful. Now, how would someone get involved? How do they give to your ministry? How do they find out more about it?
Well, we do have a website, freedominhisgrace.org, and there's a way to contact us there. Or you can just call me, my cell phone, 641-430-1156. I'd be happy to meet with anybody or talk with anybody to share what we do. But we do have something really exciting going on that's a new launch for our ministry.
I hear about that. It's when I read first, it's called the Low Barrier Warming Center. I wondered what that meant. Maybe you can explain that a bit.
Yeah, I've been on a team of about 15-plus local community partners for the last 3 to 4 years. There's a gap in Mason City a little bit for people who maybe don't want to go to a long-term shelter, and it's cold out, and so during the cold months, what we're wanting to provide is what's called a low-barrier warming shelter. So people just show up as they are, one night at a time. They don't even have to show any ID. They don't have to pass a drug test or anything like that. All we ask of them is to be respectful, safe, and kind and considerate to our volunteers and each other. And they can rest, find warmth, have a little cup of soup, healthy snack, beverage. We will have access to showers and limited laundry. And they can spend the night with us, and then we will close in the morning, and then they can come back each night. There's no limit to the amount of time that they can stay with us during the winter months.
That's wonderful, and I'm sure there's a great need for that. Now, I know you're just starting on this project, so tell us what's happening right now.
Yeah, well, what's happening right now, the biggest challenge has been really finding a proper location which meets zoning and things like that. But we did. We've located a building in Mason City. It's really an older home that used to be a dormitory for years ago for Hamilton Business College, and it's been some other things. But it's an older home at 410 North Washington. It's a big yellow building. But we really are excited because we're able to purchase it instead of renting or leasing a building. So we're so excited that we can own it. And we've got a generous funder recently that gave us a substantial grant. And we've also have raised a little over $11,000 ourselves. So we'll be able to purchase it. Then we have renovations to do. So there's quite a few. So we're seeking more grant funding and private donations, individuals to help us get that accomplished. We'd love to be able to get it accomplished this winter. I'm not sure how that's all going to pan out, but God can do a lot. He's sure done a lot for us right now. We're just so grateful, and all glory goes to Him for all this that's been happening.
Now, how can a person get involved in that project, and can they find that on your website, maybe pictures and things like that?
Yeah, soon there'll be pictures. We kind of laid back a little bit because we weren't sure about the location, but we just, our board last night signed a purchase agreement, so we will be purchasing this home in this month. So our web designer is working on our website and our Facebook page to put some things out there. So it's not there yet, but it will be soon.
And would people find that under your same website with your present ministry then?
Yes, they will.
And what would that be again so people will know?
Freedom in His Grace. And freedom is just like freedom, and innhisgrace.org, and our Facebook page is Freedom in His Grace.
Wonderful, and I hope you get that thing accomplished too, and I'm sure there's a lot, at least it'll be inside work maybe in getting that house up to speed, but I'm sure there's a lot of volunteer work that goes into that too. Can others get involved that way?
Yes, we need workers and laborers and volunteers, so we would love to hear from anybody who's interested in it, and we'd be happy to talk to you and see where you could fit or where your gifts could be used to help us.
Now, say someone at a church would be interested in having you come in and speak and probably giving just a short synopsis of your new project. Would that be possible?
Of course. We would love that. We've done a few churches so far, so yes, just have them give me a call.
Okay. Well, thanks, Nancy. Nancy Jewell from Freedom in His Grace Ministry in Mason City has been our guest today. And any final comments you might have, Nancy?
No, just thank you, Doug, for your opportunity for us to be on Kinship Radio. We really appreciate it.
Well, we're glad we can partner with you in some way and get the word out about what you're doing in the Mason City area. And thanks so much for your ministry, too, and what it's going to mean to people there.
Thank you.